Illuminati trying to read my mind with an eagle eye. And the haze got me thinking why we killed Osama and plenty innocent people died. We should see the signs, but we Stevie blind.
I heard Trevor the Trash Man was on there. I'm not sure who else was on there.
But we have you.
I'm saying, like, the whole crowd is here. Kirk Knight. Somewhere.
Pro Air was definitely in the house, man. So I definitely want to say.
Pro Air didn't come. They
on their way. Pro Air is in the house. I see Sanchez in the back. I see niggas in the cut. But, yo, I definitely want to give you a dap first and foremost for that complex look. They gave him one of the most slept on tapes of the year. Corruption was a problem, man. How you feel about
corruption
that?
Corruption still is a problem.
Yes, sir. What's one of your favorite tracks on there that you wish the people could get more love to?
Dead Prez.
Okay. I mean, we rolling deep right now. Can you talk a little about the Beast Coast movement?
Yeah, Beast Coast. That's definitely the movement of the government. Shit, basically, we're a bunch of starving artists from Brooklyn, you know, like basically, like, we put out music to show how hungry we are, you know, to make it out here in this game, and like, shit, it's gotten to the point where we want to get hurt, you know, everybody wants to get hurt, so we're going to
do what's at will, you know, or some 47, do what's at will, you know, or some 47, do what's at will, you know, or some 47 shit.
Alright, peace y'all, peace. So, in this video, we're going to be talking about Capital Steez, the late Capital Steez, and a lot of stuff that took place throughout his time frame on this earth. And it's crazy because, you know, he passed away as a teenager, and for him to be a teenager and be so bright, you know, you got to also look at it like, man, he was ahead of his time. Yeah, I mean, so we definitely going to tap into a few things that took place in Capital Steez situation. Now, as I always do these videos, I'm going to be respectful to his friends and family. But I want to point out a few things. Now, from my knowledge, right, Pro Era actually came out around 2012. I want to say like 2012. They just came out of nowhere. And people like Johnny Shipes was the main reason that Pro Era actually got put on. Johnny Shipes was responsible for finding people like Currency, Big Crit, Pro Era, and a few others as well, right? And he had the, I believe, Smoke Dizza as well. He had the whole Cinematic Music Group. Now, when Pro Era came out, they were actually the first people, from my knowledge, you know what I'm saying? From my knowledge, they were actually the first New Age rappers. Now, I talk about this whole New Age occult practice thing, right? But around this time, I would say 2011 and 12, it was a lot of occultic stuff being pushed in hip hop. You had people like Space Ghost Perp with the Blackland Radio, 666, ASAP Rocky with all his satanic imagery. Pro Era was also pushing occult messages in their music as well, all right? But they covered it up with the whole Christ conscious thing, right? You had so many groups at this time that was actually pushing this new age occultic practice in hip hop. So they were all, you know, being guided by some sort of individuals. Now, Joey Badass has mentioned in interviews that, you know, his teachers in school were actually like, hey, you know, you should be a rapper. Now, I tell y'all this all the time. For the most part, when you performing in school and stuff like that, a lot of these teachers have connections to higher ups, and they can put these young men in positions or young women in positions by way of their talent, right? So this is the reason why we have band classes and stuff like that, but I don't want to stay away from the narrative. Now, Capital Steez was very woke for his age, okay? He was very woke for his age and knew a lot about the occult, all right? Now, a lot of individuals will say, oh, well, you know, he was into ascensions and, you know what I'm saying, spiritual practices and, you know, levitating and all of this stuff, right? And I tell people this all the time, the further up you go to seek knowledge, it can be dangerous, right? Because once you feel like you've experienced everything on this earth as far as with spirituality, all right, it can get critical for you. Now, at the very beginning of this video, I played something and he said in the clip, you know, they're doing as thou will, right? Which is a term from Aleister Crowley, do as thou will. But I'm going to play this clip with Joey Badass, right? And he basically says that Capital Steez, right? They were all in the same spiritual practice. They were all practicing the occult. But Capital Steez took it a step further.
It was more like couldn't understand the magnitude of his depression or the magnitude of why he was so depressed. Eventually, it got to a point where he would speak and nobody would understand.
Okay.
You know, and that's kind of how you knew, like, he was advancing, you know what I'm saying, faster or without. We came to a point where it was like, I felt that he was moving, like, extremely fast. And I just looked at it like, okay, you know, he is 2 years older than me, so I'ma like kinda like step back. And you know, because it was a point where like on our spiritual journeys or spiritual knowledge, just everything, we was just on the same level. And then, you know, it came to a point where he just started like leading and like a distance came in between us, just on the spiritual side, you know what I mean? Me, I already knew that I didn't want to go so fast at such a young age.
I can think of a lot of great artists that have taken themselves out, that they couldn't incorporate that physical arena with that spiritual arena and feeling that great disconnect and like they don't belong.
To be honest, I think that he thought that he was dreaming.
Yes, I think he was in relationship with the spirit world.
No, he definitely was, like, yes. And I know because he's my brother. Like,
yes.
You know, there would be some, like closer to his death, you know, there was just days where I would just look him in his eyes and he's looking past me. He's not looking at.
Now, if you didn't know, Capital Steez and Joey Badass, towards the end of his demise, they weren't close as they used to be. Right? Capital Steez kind of like wanted out of that whole industry limelight thing and wanted to focus more on the spiritual aspect of things, right? But I want to read this because this is why I tell you guys, you know, don't be too focused on worshiping these rappers and stuff like that. So here it says, from the Fader website, it says, as Steez grew increasingly dissatisfied with his foray into industry life, his sense of spirituality also took a turn for the bizarre. He started talking more about dimensional shifts in alchemy and began identifying with the Baphomet, a half-goat hermaphroditic idol favored throughout history by practitioners of the occult. The winged figure, which some say is neither benevolent nor wicked, is often depicted with both breasts and a phallus, the body of a human, but the head of a beast, pointing up with one hand to a bright moon and down towards a dark moon with the other. Many of Steez's closest friends didn't exactly understand what the Baphomet meant to him. His Facebook page lit up with hundreds of comments after he changed his profile picture to images of the Baphomet twice in July of 2012. What type of shit are you on? One of his friends wrote. Steez responded over the next few days, emphasizing the symbol's meaning of balance. When you find balance, you turn both bodies of energy neutral, he posted. But he didn't necessarily dispel any fears when in response to another comment, he wrote, what if I am the Baphomet? All right, now, since then, you know, he has met his demise, you know what I'm saying? Sad to say, I've read a lot of articles and they were saying that he suffered from schizophrenia and ADHD. Right now, I don't know how true that is. I wasn't, you know, given any doctor or medical information about his lifestyle. But what I will say is, when you channeling this type of stuff, right, it will get critical for you, because you can't invoke that spirit into you, because these things will turn on you in the end. All right. And this is a prime example of what I try to tell people. Some people want to reach the higher plateaus of knowledge when, yeah, knowledge is infinite. Don't get me wrong. We all entitled to learning, but certain things we just shouldn't tap into. Okay, it's a reason why this information is hidden. Okay, because it's dangerous. It's dangerous stuff. Okay, but now you going to tap in with Baphomet and invoking the spirit, and now you got alchemy and you want to become this spirit, and this thing will torment your life. So when I seen that, it just drove him, you know, kind of off the wall. Like, you can look in his eyes, he had kind of like a blank stare. You know, he just didn't seem like he was there anymore. Now, most people are saying that Joey Badass sacrificed capital Steez, right, and leveled up for fame and fortune. And I don't doubt that. I don't doubt it at all.
Something that could just live for a long time. But ultimately, what it means is mind, body, and soul. And I'm going to break it down for y'all, right? So you obviously got, it's three symbols in here that you see. You got the third eye, which represents the mind. Then you got the cross, which represents the body. And you got the infinity, which represents the soul. So altogether, this symbol is a harmony of the mind, body, and soul, which I believe is the key to life. You know what I'm saying? Also, what awakening means to me, you know what I'm saying, is when your mind, body, and soul is in complete harmony. That's what it is. That's what you got. So when y'all see this, it's not just a representation of Joey Badass. It is simply a call to higher consciousness, period, period. So all that other shit y'all was saying, look, I'm going to come clean. The inspiration I did get from, Leviathan Cross, I did get the inspiration from there. But like a true alchemist, I took the bad and I made it something amazing, you know? And I learned that from my big bro Steez with the 47. So that's what we did, you know? We took that evil shit and we converted it. We transmuted it into something amazing, something positive, something empowering. And that's period. That's what I'm going to say. And that's the last time I'm going to say it. So when y'all see niggas commenting on my shit, talking about, oh, this devil shit and all that, y'all put them in their place. That's it. That's what I'm going to say. I love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure y'all check out those two new features I dropped today. You heard? All right. Easy. I'm back on set with it. You see me working, baby.
Or internal retreat you've had on psychedelics?
But I would say it was that one. You know, that was my first time, my first experience. It's funny because I was kind of like talking to Steez the other day, and I was just like, you know, I was kind of just saying, I wish that we were introduced to shrooms or psychedelics like in a microdosing form first, because we were macrodosing in the beginning. Yeah, that was my first time, and we macrodosed.
When people, relatives or friends of these celebrities, the close members die next to these people, right? They use them for spirit guides. And when it comes to people like capital Steez and the reason why he passed away, you know, it's the same story as everybody else. You know, I believe there was a woman that was signed to TDE. She jumped off of a radio tower. You know what I'm saying? And then Kendrick Lamar just blew up. But that was Kendrick Lamar's friend. Right. I think her name was Jorlee or something like that. But that was Kendrick's friend. And she jumped off of a radio tower. I'm not sure because I don't have the article in front of me. But these people use them for spirit guides. Same thing with Lady Gaga and her friend. She was really close to this young lady. And, you know, before Lady Gaga blew up, you know, she just kind of like inducted her whole style. And next thing you know, this girl just falls off of a roof. Like, you know what I'm saying? So now I want to spin it towards this, right, which is important, because if you pay attention, Joey Badass, you know, he's a proud Luciferian. The symbol, he always wears this Luciferian symbol, and That's what he's into. You know what I'm saying? That's what he's into. That's what he's into. But when I seen Troy Ave, and I want to bring this up because this is important too. This is why I say a lot of these younger rappers need to stop playing with the dead. When Troy Ave made a diss record and insulted Capital Steez, all right, for the situation that happened.
I'm a savage, just gonna leave you savage. Don't be suicidal like your friend, it's a casket. Steez burning in hell, my burners on my belt. I'm really killing shit, you niggas killing yourself. Fucking widows, off the roof, stay clear, yo. This nigga tryin' to fly, he think he a superhero. Splat man, fuck you and that man. And all three labels you signed to, they whack man. Here's the facts, man.
Troy Ave was then shot. Not once, but twice. They tried to take his life out of here. But, you know, maybe Troy Ave had protection over him because once he dissed the dead, it was just like he had a rift of bad luck surrounding him. Like, it was just bad luck that just kept surrounding Troy Ave. You get what I'm saying? And what I will say is this is going to sound ridiculous, but I will tell y'all the truth. Like, when you dissing the dead, right, you're dealing with the spiritual realm. So this spirit that you're insulting and you're not allowing it to rest in peace can just jump into anybody's body and say, you know what, I'm gonna pick up a gun and shoot this guy. Why'd he shoot him? There's no reason, right? But this spirit understands why, because it feels like you basically insulted it. All right, so when I take a look at people like Capital Steez and him, you know, practicing the 47, if you know about the number 47, that all derives with the Kabbalah, all right? Now, one of their, in the Kabbalah or whatever, one of their practices, which resides around the spirit of number 47, it says, in the place where you find his greatness, there you will find his humbleness. It means that one who is always in the true devuk adhesion, right, sees that the creator lowers himself, meaning the creator is present in the low places. So he kind of like looked at himself as a god, which a lot of those people in pro era did. You know what I'm saying? Now, there was a clip of Michi Darko of the Flatbush Zombies actually talking about devil worshiping and all of this stuff, but they removed it. It's gone now. You know what I'm saying? But when I see stuff like this, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's sad because a lot of us don't realize the deeper practices that a lot of these hip hop artists are in, right? And you go and find yourself messing with this stuff, and next thing you know, it just doesn't work out the same way you thought it would. And I really think Capital Steez is a great artist. And, you know, he was very knowledgeable, but he just went too far. You know what I'm saying? He just went too far, man. And once you go that far and you take in psychedelics and all of this stuff and tapping into these spiritual things, man, it'll make you lose your mind. You know what I'm saying? It will definitely make you lose your mind. So, you know, we just got to be careful out there, y'all. So I hope I broke this down. I wanted to just pinpoint some things. You know what I'm saying? I kind of freestyled this, but I did want to give y'all a direct video on Capital Steez and touch on some things other people didn't really speak about. You get what I'm saying? How he was involved in you know, worshiping Baphomet and, you know, ascensions and then dealing with psychedelics and, you know, so... Do I think Joey Badass sacrificed him? It could have been a situation like that. You know what I'm saying? Where he leveled up, you know, and he speaks to Capital Steez on a daily basis as a spiritual god. So, yeah, it's possible. So, with that being said, y'all, I'm going to get to some more videos. Y'all going to like this next video I drop for y'all, man. All right, peace.